So just a couple of remarks before we start the first session. Well, obviously a warm welcome to everyone. Great to see you all here in Singapore. I hope you've all had a reasonable journey here. It's a long way for a lot of you. So nice to see you all here. There's probably a couple of minor admin points, the others we can pick up during the day. I understand that the gala is an open event. There are tickets available at one of the booths outside, but I understand it's probably not necessary to have a ticket, but be aware that it's, of course, on a different day than it is normally. It's Monday night, is it? Can anyone? It's Monday night. So normally it's Wednesday night, so it's Monday night here in Singapore. We've got a pretty full schedule, so we're going to have to be tight. There's a lot of 15-minute slots with just brief updates from the different working groups and an opportunity to hear from, but also provide some targeted questions from the different inputs. We've got a couple of more open sessions we've got during the course of the day. One which is focused on, it's more of a discussion about the way the workings of the council and things that we've called a strategic session before, and one which is about our preparation for our meeting with the board primarily, I would suggest, given that we are relatively well prepared for our other meetings. A little different than usual, we've got ICANN CEO Fadi Chahali coming to see us today. Normally we've seen him on a Sunday, on the Sunday part of the schedule, so Fadi's coming along this afternoon to talk with us. I think those are the main points for the moment. I'll come bring anything else up as during the course of the day. So if we, I'm just checking, is Ron here from the SCA? Great, Ron, you are around, that's great. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. If I can just make a small introduction of a new member of the GNSO team who's sitting here in the back. Steve, if you can stand up a second. Steve Chan will be joining the GNSO team from the 20th of April. He's here already as part of his induction and training. He's currently a member of the new GTLD team. He's been already with ICANN since 2008, so he knows the organization well, maybe the GNSO a little bit less. And one of his focal points as part of his assignments in our team is going to be to look at implementation-related questions as part of policy development and also ensuring coordination with the GDD team on those.
Thanks, Marika. And then before we commence proceedings with the first session with Ron, if I could ask Glenn if you could just take a quick roll call to set the scene. Thanks.
I'll do that for you, Jonathan. Let's start with the registrars. Volker Greimann.
Present.
Yoif Karen, does anybody know when Yoif is arriving?
He's supposed to have arrived yesterday, so he might just be a little bit delayed.
Okay, thank
he was
you.
Seen.
Jonathan Robinson?
Present.
Brett Fawcett has been delayed. His plane's been delayed twice, so he hopes to be here later on, or probably later on this afternoon, quite a lot later. Ching Chao?
Present.
Thomas Rickert?
Present.
Gabriella Schleck?
Present.
John Berard?
Yes.
Brian Winterfeld?
Present.
Peter Rindforth?
Present.
Osvaldo Novo?
Present.
Mikey O'Connor?
Here.
Maria Farrell?
I'm here.
Avery Doria?
Here.
Amar El-Sada?
Present.
Who else is there on the... Dan Reed?
Here.
Alan Greenberg?
Here.
Patrick Miles, our CCNSO liaison.
Yep.
And have Klaus Stoll.
Present.
Have I left off anybody? James Bladel.
Here.
And Magali Pazilo.
Present.
And Jen Wolfe is absent, but she will be joining us on the phone for the council session and for the update later on today on the GNSO review. So have I got everybody? Thank you very much. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Glenn. Have we got the record? Can we start the recording for the first session then, please? Thanks very much. So I welcome Ron Andruff, who's the chair of the Standing Committee on GNSO Improvements Implementation, the so-called SCI. Welcome, Ron. Look forward to hearing an update from you.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Singapore. Thank you for putting me on the agenda first thing this morning. I appreciate it. We had our meeting this morning, our SCI meeting, at 7:30 to 8:45 here in this room. And I'm happy to report that we continue to move the ball down the field with the various elements that we're discussing. We have some slides that Lars is going to put up for us, and we'll talk through two of them. And then there are a number of slides on the back of this deck that are posted, so you can look at, if you want to look in more detail at some of the elements we're discussing, you're certainly welcome to do so. So Lars, if we could go to the first slide, please. So we've been talking about the resubmission of a motion, which is something that's come onto the council's desk some months ago, and how we might address the this issue in terms of making sure that motions are resubmitted in a way that makes sense and are not just issues that would be played with, as it were, with the within the council, that they really have some merit to be brought back and how that would be dealt with. And so we've been, these four bullets that you see here are the various elements that we're talking about, the particular criteria, the limitations and exceptions, disallowing material changes in the motion, and clarifying previously submitted motions are not voted upon that are considered as a new motion. So these are the various elements. We're working through this as we speak, and then that was the subject of one of our conversation this morning. The second is the... These are the things that are before the council for consideration in Singapore, this resubmission of the motion and the working group self-assessment. These are pieces of work that we completed in the last period and you're discussing. We'll move to the next slide, please. Current activities. This is what I wanted to get to, the waiver or exception. So we have the voting by email that's under discussion and how that might be approached to smooth the processes that the council has at this point in time. The also the inclusion of the waiver or exception of the operating procedures. This is an issue here of how to invoke an exception. And one of the elements that was talked about this morning as an example was the NTIA the announcement that came out on Friday, that comes out within 9 days of the next meeting of council. We would not be able to talk about it at council level. And so the idea is to provide a waiver or exception when something happens that's extraordinary and should be discussed. And we're gravitating towards a position where all of the councillors would be unanimous in allowing that waiver. But again, that's a work in progress that we're dealing with. And then finally, we're working on the working group guidelines on consensus levels. As you know, there was a discussion within the IGO conversation about whether or not the consensus levels should be consensus for or consensus against. There was an issue there, and so we're working on those things. And that these three issues on this slide effectively were the focus of our conversation this morning. So these are the things we're working on. We've sent back now over the course of the last year a number of different things to the council as in recommendations, and we noted that, in fact, the work of the SCI is really to try to have a light touch, try not to change things if we can avoid it, meaning that if something really does need to be addressed, then we would, in fact, try to find a smoother operating procedure for the council. We're not trying to create new policy or new ideas that then council has to wrestle with, but rather to make your work easier. And so that's the nature of our activities, and very pleased with the quality of the output from the committee. I noted this morning we have a number of lawyers on the committee, so we parse the words very carefully. So when we send something to you, we trust that it will be something that you can easily digest and it will be of service to the council. So with that, I will conclude my remarks, but perhaps Lars can just quickly run through the slides so you can see what else is behind this deck and in the annex. So a little background on where we came from and what we've been doing. Our procedures, the kinds of activities, and then the self-assessment background, and the next steps on the operating procedures and so forth. So these slides are in the deck, and it's material that you can go through at your leisure. And if there's any questions or things that we can respond to, we're most happy to respond to you. So thank you, Jonathan, for giving me the time.
Thank you very much, Ron, for the presentation and the succinct delivery of the material. Any comments or questions for Ron? Maria?
Hi, Ron, thank you very much for all of the work and indeed for all of the committee for being up at 7:30 this morning. My hat's off to you all. Quick question just about the initiative on, resubmitting motions. I know there's, is it Mikey has submitted a motion for that, a resolution for our meeting? I'm so jet-lagged, I'm forgetting about this, but isn't this on Avery is there. Basically, my question was, is the objective behind it to, one, obviously to allow for smoother functioning, and is it also to create an incentive for people to kind of work together to, you know, to make, to overcome any non-substantive differences about emotion to increase our efficiency? I'm assuming that's the case, and it sounds like a very useful thing to have. Just to know the objective behind it.
I'm glad you put that on the record. We'll adopt that. We don't, in the work of the SCI, it's really to try to improve the operating procedures and to enable council to function in a more up-to-date fashion. Today, actually, Mikey brought some history to the meeting, and it was good that he did. In fact, he commented that the council comes out of the old DNSO when it was a policy-making body, and now the council is no longer a policy-making body, but rather manages policy development. So those are very two distinct different things, and that's really what we're doing, is we're trying to harmonize any of these issues that come from that old history, and now we're in a new world. So it's more about that. It's more about trying to facilitate ease of dialogue and discussion and the work that the council does. Thank you for your question.
So I know we've got John in the queue, but I think, Avery, you might have wanted to respond directly to that point or question.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Avery, speaking. Actually, I don't think it was that at all, though it would be nice, partially because of what Mikey said, partially because it was actually one of those problems that was sent to the SCI after there was an instance of wanting to bring up a motion again, and there was no set of policies for how that could be done and what was the proper way to do it. But indeed, if it was people working together, the idea of a non-substantive change that brought agreement, and since this quite specifically says it can't be substantively changed, it would be sort of almost contradictory, I would think, to what's being proposed, that it would enable people to go away. It's just that there was a reason for some point that something needed to be voted on again, perhaps to better explain, to better understand, but not to rework the motion, which I think would be problematic, being given the way it was written. How do you come to an agreement on a non-substantive... how do we cooperate better problem, so.
Mikey, are you responding directly to this point, or are you, because I've got John in the queue or ahead of you, if you're not. Okay, John, go ahead.
John Berard, so the longer I take, the less time we give Mikey, is that what you're saying? It's a small sample because I only attend the SCI meetings at the three times a year when we get together. I don't sit on the phone with it, but there were two things that I'd like to say based upon the contact that I have had. First, the council, whether we stumbled into it by accident or by design, did a very good thing when it gave persistent life to this particular committee, because there are clearly an ongoing set, an upcoming set of issues that can be best met by the deliberations of that committee. The second thing is that I feel strongly about it because, as I said in the meeting this morning, with particular reference to the recommendation on getting a motion on the table that is offered after the deadline, that the work is astonishingly rational, which is not a phrase that I generally use in conjunction with ICANN operations. And so I think that Ron and the committee members should be commended for the work they're doing, and we as the council should feel comfortable in forwarding for consideration those knotty problems that we come up against.
Thanks, John. And if you and others will permit me a comment here, I mean, that's precisely, I don't think it was an accident. I think we recognize the value that the SCI, of the work of the SCI to date. We have in practice, a policy of continuous improvement, which the SCI happens to dovetail into quite nicely. And as you'll see, if you look at the GNSO homepage, I personally, in the sort of blog or updated posting, recognized both the work of the SCI and its role as part of our continuous improvement plan. So I'm with you on that. Mikey.
Thanks, Jonathan, and thanks, John, for cutting down the amount of time available to me. Really appreciate that. Something struck me as I sat in the SCI meeting this morning, and that is that the council has two kinds of jobs. I decided that I was a little too broad in the no policymaking role statement, so I want to just refine that a bit. A lot of what we do is essentially a management function, and it seems to me that as managers, we ought to be nimble. And some of this very formal parliamentary stuff gets in the way of that nimbleness. Some of what we do is policy, because we launch policymaking processes. And it seems to me that in the longer term, we may want to split those two streams of the work that we do in this body a little bit, so that we keep the rigor for when, you know, we're taking something through the stages of initial report, should it go to a PDP, et cetera, where, you know, that's, I think, still requires the rigor of the processes that we have today. But some of the stuff that we do isn't. It's more about priority setting, responding to, you know, near-term situations like the NTIA thing, and that we might want to, this is kind of blue sky, but we may want to think about having two modes of operation for the council. That's way out there, but that was my, because in the meeting this morning, I was coming at it sort of monolithic, and as I thought about it later, there's really this two-role component to that. That's all.
And if I may say, it's probably worth capturing that thought as a potential action to feed into any work that's being done on continuous improvement, because that's really where that kind of thinking, I think, belongs rather than necessarily part of SCI. But, I mean, it's valuable and it's worth capturing. So, Alan.
Thank you. Just a couple of words that were triggered by what Mikey was saying. We continually say words like we're not a policymaking organization, but the very act of deciding whether to initiate a policy activity on something is a policy issue. Us squashing something and saying let's not do it is making a policy decision. And I think we need to remember that we're not just administrating, we're making decisions on the policy issues at the beginning of them and at the end of them in a very crucial time. I guess I would talk against splitting up different parts of our activities. If you do that, you almost demand that we fill up the agenda on the on certain aspects, which if we let nature take its course, the balance shifts from time to time. And I tend to like that idea.
Okay, thanks for that. I mean, given the tight time schedule we're on, I mean, just focusing in on the you know, Ron and the work of the SCI at the moment. So, and then Thomas, and then I think we should call it a day on this session.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. During our discussions this morning, we've been touching upon one agenda item, which is email voting. So we've been tasked with looking at possibilities to cast votes by email. And that led us into a little bit broader discussion of asynchronous decision-making with the council, which is a little bit beyond what we've been tasked with. As you know, the SEI can only look at those items that it has specifically been asked to look at. And I guess that we would appreciate a little broader mandate from the council to look at new forms of decision-making, bearing in mind that the MSI, and having looked at Beth Novak's report, is looking at those things, and we have this potential tension between those groups and what the GNSO is doing. I think we are well advised to have a GNSO-driven initiative or group look at new forms of decision-making and not leave that to outside groups.
So where are you suggesting that gets taken up?
I guess it would be good for, should the council should discuss, and if it chooses so, task the SEI with looking at decision-making or modern decision-making methods beyond what we're looking at the moment.
So
I'm not saying that our current way of decision-making is particularly old-fashioned, but I think I'm talking more about asynchronous methods of decision-making. Yeah.
Okay, so I know Avery wants to respond to that, but just making sure that Marika or Lars, that you're capturing that as a potential outcome. Thanks. Avery.
Thank you. I missed the meeting this morning. I apologize for that. One of the things that is on the SCI's charter, as I understand it, is a periodic review of some of our processes. It's not something that we've ever gotten around to doing, but it is something that we're mandated to do. So certainly it would be relatively easy, I think, without having to change the mandate, is just to say, when you do that, take the MSI recommendations into account and leave it at that. So I don't know that it actually needs a change of mandate other than to perhaps remind the SCI that they're supposed to do these periodic reviews, and when you do it, take that into account. Thanks.
Okay, and then a final remark, then, if you'll permit me, then the key thing that we've got to make incumbent on ourselves as a council is make sure we're sort of joined up, because there's this GNSO review, there's the ATRT2 recommendations, there's strategy panel work, and there's work of the SCI, and there's our own work on continuous improvement of policy, and what we've got to make sure is that we aren't doing the same thing twice or letting something fall between two places, but so we should be aware of those different threads. So I think we'll thank Ron, thank the SCI for their ongoing good work, and call this first session to a close. So if you could stop the recording on that.